This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 331-25.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can also follow my bunny Oreo at Oreo Smario the Bunny on Instagram. He's got millions of followers at this point. I need to post on that damn account because I haven't done that in a couple of days. Big, big game tomorrow night. My Missouri Tigers against the Drake Bulldogs. And there's a lot of buzz about this game because Drake has a fascinating story. And Frank Cusimano, who is in Wichita and will join us on Friday afternoon, as he always does, has been kind of highlighting this story. And it really is kind of a fascinating story. Now, I don't want to give too much attention to Drake because I'm a Mizzou guy. But we have invited, just to talk about this, Michael Admire, who's the voice of the Drake Bulldogs basketball team, on with us tonight. Michael, how are you? Welcome to the show here in St. Louis.
Hey, yeah, appreciate it, Mark. I'm doing great. It's fun to be in the big dance, fun to be a part of this all, and yeah, just trying to soak it all up here in Wichita.
I would if I were you. I can't imagine how much fun it is, but I want to find out about this team a little bit. I want to go back a year because I think this is interesting. I've learned a lot about the current team, but if I'm not mistaken, this was a team that won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament a year ago, and their coach left, and then they get the new coach, right?
Yeah, actually had won it the last 2 years. So this was a three-peat with Coach Mack coming in this year.
So the last coach, though, it was Darren DeVries. Is that how you pronounce that?
Darren DeVries.
Okay. Yep. Did he leave because of his success, so he went to another program, or was he fired?
Yeah, so Darren DeVries basically took Drake from absolute mediocrity into the NCAA tournament, 20 plus wins in six straight seasons. So has all this success. And then he goes, he gets a job at West Virginia. He's at West Virginia for one season. I don't know if you heard the stuff this week where, West Virginia gets snubbed from the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah.
The governor sues the NCAA committee, all that stuff. Well, Darren was just announced yesterday
as
the new head coach at Indiana.
That's right. So, now, you see, you've helped me put the pieces together. I have heard about this stuff, but I didn't realize that was the dude. That makes a lot more sense. Interesting.
That's the guy. That's the dude.
All right. So I had a morning show partner many years ago, Rob Carson, still a friend. He went to Northwest Missouri State University. Maybe because of him, I've heard and I've seen his posts on Facebook over the years. I know how successful that Division II program has been. So now you can connect the dots because Drake goes in and gets the coach, not only the coach from Northwest Missouri State in Maryville, Missouri, but three of his players come over to Drake to play this season, correct?
Yeah, four of our starting five are all Division II Northwest Missouri State guys that Coach Mack brought over. So you got all these D2 guys, Coach Mack and some of his assistants as well from Northwest Missouri State, bring them into the fold at D1 Drake University. All those questions out there, can these D2 guys, ball at the level that they need to at D1? And all they've done is go 30-3, win the Missouri Valley Conference. They beat an SEC school earlier this season,
Vanderbilt.
And Vanderbilt by double digits and all that stuff. So a little bit of the story, and it really is incredible. I mean, when Darren left a year ago to go to West Virginia, we're kind of wondering if we'd ever get back here. And if we went back to the NCAA tournament, when would it be? And you hire a winner in Coach Mack, who's built a culture, you know, won four national championships at the Division II level, really should have won a fifth if not for the pandemic season. And, you know, here he is now, his first year at D1, and he's kind of making it look easy.
Well, you better extend him, because they're going to you win that game tomorrow night, and
we're trying.
You better keep him. Now, these, you know, Frank Cusumano, I mentioned Frank's been talking about this, and he is in Wichita with you guys. He's talked about Drake. You know, certainly we had the conference tournament here, which is always a great thing in St. Louis. But were these kids, and I want you to talk about Bennett Sturz, because he's got NBA potential. Were they even recruited by Division I schools?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not many of them. Yeah, Bennett had zero Division I scholarship offers out of high school. And again, he was a senior in the pandemic year. So he's kind of, you know, has this, you know, season where they're not playing a ton of, you know, high school basketball games. And if they are, the recruiting was weird that year. Now, there are a couple of factors that played into him kind of flying under the radar. But Coach McCollum has really good relationships with coaches in Kansas City. Bennett Sturz's dad was the head coach at Liberty High School right outside of KC where Bennett played. So he plays for his dad, and you know, his dad obviously advocated for him a little bit. But Coach Mack has a really good eye for talented point guards, and he was able to pull Bennett into Maryville, and they had success in the 2 years he was there. But you know, he didn't play in any of those national championships. And honestly, he's made an incredible jump in development from where he was last year as a second team all-conference player in Division II to now being an honorable mention All-American.
That's amazing.
This year.
That really is.
It's really a testament to his hard work and character.
All right, but let's get real here, Michael, okay? I don't want you to take offense to this. Michael Admire, the voice of the Drake Bulldogs. I want you to assess this game. I want you to handicap this game. I know that Drake likes to slow it down. We do not. My prediction on Monday, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way because I was a little fired up. I said, the Tigers by double digits. F this upset talk. We're in the upper echelon of the SEC, and this team is in the MVC. Your response to that. Go.
I mean, I get it. You look at this Drake team, it's confounding how they're able to do what they do and play in all these close games. They have not been beaten by double digits this season in any of those
wow.
three games.
That's incredible.
They went down to the Charleston Classic and won three games against Miami, FAU, and Vanderbilt, all by double digits, all by out-rebounding those three teams by a combined 36 rebounds, even though undersized. But still able to pull that off. In fact, Drake had only had two double-digit deficits this season. One was a 12-point deficit to Murray State. They do end up losing that game. But then they had a double-digit deficit at Arch Madness to Belmont, and they came back and won that game. So I think it's going to be close. That's my only thing. I maybe there's something that happens late where, you know, it bubbles into a double-digit win for Mizzou. But I truly feel like it's going to come down to the final few minutes.
I can't handle that, Michael. My nerves cannot handle that. I'm just telling you. Look, you got to have a little empathy for those of us on the Mizzou side. We've got Norfolk State on our resume. You know, we were a two seed. We got Northern Iowa back in the day, Xavier. So I can't take this and all this buzz about Drake. And look, I know how good they are, and I think it's an incredible story. I do think that the athleticism of Mizzou, especially if Mark Mitchell is fresh, of course, he sat out of those games last week, and I think he's healthy. Boy, he is a tough player, and Mizzou's defense is really, really sticky if given the chance. But good luck, and by the way, just have a blast with this, and if you do make it to the second round, I'm never going to want to talk to you again, just so you know.
No, it's all good, man. I love the way Mizzou plays. They play hard. The turnaround under Dennis Gates has been incredible. I do think it's going to be a fun game. I hope it is. I'm from Missouri. I grew up in Kansas City. I've got a bunch of family members that are Missouri Tigers through and through. So, this is going to be a fun one.
Well, Michael, have fun, really. I think both of these stories, as you know, Mizzou being 0-18 in the SEC and rebounding the way both these teams at the beginning of the season did not have a lot of NCAA tournament talk, but this is an incredible story, which is, I think, why the committee put this in prime time tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely. The storylines with the Missouri and Kansas connections between both programs, the storylines of Coach Mack coming from Missouri, at Northwest Missouri State, Dennis Gates, what he's done, SEC has been incredible this year. This feeds the storyline machine for sure.
Absolutely. Look at what happened last night with the buzzer beater. This is a blast, a fun time of year. Michael Admire, thank you so much. Have a great time this weekend, but not too great.
All right, man, I got you.
All right, man, I'm nervous.
I know you are.
I predicted, but I'm just telling every time, because these guys are good, and this Bennett Sturts kid is for real.
Yep.
So he's probably right. It's going to go down.
When is the game?
It's tomorrow night at 6:30.
Okay.
So, hey, I wanted to get one more thing in here just because I saw this earlier today, and I tweeted out about it. When I went to Milwaukee, Sue, I went there in 1997, and I've kind of told the story this way. It was 3 months after Brett Favre won his first Super Bowl, and I'm a baseball guy, right? I come from St. Louis and from Missouri, and I'm focused on baseball. And I get up there in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and I work for the company. The Milwaukee Journal is Journal Communications. It used to be. Now it's all different. Scripps Howard bought them. So we were owned by the same company, the radio station I work for. There was barely any excitement about baseball. They were in the American League at the time, and it was kind of sad. Well, then they go to the National League. The ownership changes eventually. It was Bud Selig's daughter, Wendy, who's handed the team because he's the commissioner. A guy by the name of Mark Anastasio buys the club and turned them into a contender. But when I was in Milwaukee, you would not believe how much pain still exists from 1982 when we beat them in the World Series.
Seriously?
Absolutely. And
that's
one of the reasons is because they had a hell of a team. Yeah. And they have a documentary that's coming out here that is about that 1982 team, and it's called Just a Bit Outside. Of course, Bob Uecker just passed away.
Don Sutton said it best. He said every player should have the privilege of playing in Milwaukee. 81, 82, there was a recession going on. We knew that the people were hurting. We were trying to give them something that they could hang on to.
And here we go, off and running.
Yeah, that was my former neighbor, Bud Selig. Bud lived just around the corner from where I did in Milwaukee. I got to know him very, very well. He loved radio. He was such a big radio guy. He always had his headphones on. But they feature Bud Selig and a lot of these famous players, Paul Molitor, Robin Yount.
That 82 season, it was chaotic.
It's a blue-collar town, and we were a blue-collar ball club.
Every single guy had his own way of being different.
Everybody thought that we were this band of crazy guys.
My goal in Milwaukee was to drink in every bar before my career was over.
Party all night, and then go out and bash them to death.
The movie is available for purchase on Amazon. They're doing some screenings at movie festivals, but here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to fast forward to the end of that and figure out how they ended, because it did not end well for the Milwaukee Brewers in 1982, thanks to the St. Louis Cardinals. But if you're a baseball fan, you might enjoy that. We're coming back with Audio Cut of the Day.